You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
It's Gold 905. Sounds good, feels good, and it tastes good. I have with me one of the MasterChef Singapore Season 1 alumni who has gone on to have a very successful culinary career. It is Sharon Gonzago. Hello!
Hi, Debbie.
Welcome
Hi,
back. It's been a while since I last had you on air with us. And since the last time we spoke, a lot of things have changed. Just share with us what's been developing. What are you up to these days?
I'm still the executive chef for Opium Bali and also Karakara Hotel. And in Singapore, I just started Soup Cup. It's a modern seafood kiosk.
Congratulations, by the way. It is right in the heart of the CBD.
Yes, in the Hornell building.
Okay, tell our listeners what they can expect from your stall, Soup Cup.
Okay, my concept is very simple. It's just like slow cook fast food, meaning that I'm going back to basic. Everything is made from fresh ingredients. Fish are delivered every morning. If it's sold out, it's sold out for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then my soup is traditional Cantonese collagen soup. It takes me like 8 hours to boil it.
I see what you mean by slow cooked. You prepare, you take all this time and you put in the effort to slowly boil your collagen soup. What goes into it?
Oh, it's pork and chicken base, and then the umami taste come from tipo.
Oh, the dried flatfish, yeah. The Teochew style flatfish. Yes.
Yes. So you get the umami flavor from it.
What I like is that there's a very fresh, pure seafood taste. It's not too overpowering. And while there is the collagen, it's not also too rich.
Yeah, the jelat feeling, right?
Yeah, it's not jelat. It's just a well-balanced soup, which you spend so much time preparing. And then the fast part comes when you're serving people. They queue up, like within minutes, they've got a piping hot cup of soup, right?
Okay, basically, the modern concept comes from build your own soup cup. So we have a range of fish, batang, black grouper, and red snapper.
Mm.
And then you can pair it with minced pork, which I marinate in my secret marinade. And then, of course, you can add on other seafood like Korean clams, squid, Japanese scallop.
Can I just say, your Japanese scallops are at a wonderful price point. They're fresh, they're sweet, they're plump, they're juicy, and $2.50.
$2.50 for two.
I mean, that's pretty generous.
Denise, I always wanted to do affordable food, but I don't want to stinge on the quality.
Mm-hmm.
Then COVID regulations were relaxed. I did some private dining, you know. So I found out I can use atas ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
If I can manage my rental and, of course, workforce, I'm able to sell it at affordable price. Because at the end of the day, I just want people to come and enjoy good food, like
yes,
home-cooked food.
Yes. And so you've got that delicious broth that is full of umami goodness from the tipo. You've got the chicken and the pork bulking it up as well. And then all of this fresh seafood that you pack into one glorious cup. And I had your signature. In there were two giant prawns. There were the clams, the squid, the scallop. There was tofu. There was vegetables. And it was really lovely and filling. And what I also liked is that you can get these little wrapped servings of rice, almost like onigiri, because you put the Japanese furikake on top, right? And then you wrap it up like a little hamburger. It's very cute. I like the packaging very much.
I was just thinking, you know, how can I get the flavor of furikake into the rice?
Mm.
So that's the only way. You know, that hot steaming rice?
Yeah.
And you sprinkle furikake and you wrap it up. It's just like, oh!
And it just goes very well with the soups that you have on offer. And of course, there's a wide variety. As you were saying, people can just build up their cups. You can choose whatever ingredient you want. You can have it with the rice, but you can also have it with different noodles, right?
Yeah, I have fake bihun, which I went through like so many suppliers to get the best. It's like QQ and very smooth.
And springy. And then there's the konjac noodle, right?
Oh, yes. I'm underselling the price.
Yeah. Charging less than what supermarkets are charging people for these delicious quality Japanese noodles that are super crunchy. They've got that firm jelly type texture that goes with your fish soups. What was interesting for me is that, you know, you've done the whole thing. You're an executive chef. You've done private private dining. You can do fine dining, and definitely MasterChef taught you how to do all these beautiful elevated platings. And then you come up with this casual dining concept where people come, they take away, and it's just a fast and delicious fish soup, Cantonese style. Why did you decide, I think I'll do this instead?
You know, because like during COVID, right, there was no dining in. So we wanted like something quick, you know, like you come by and you go home. So it's convenient.
Yeah.
So like I have to choose locations near MRT, easy access.
I understand that during lunchtime, it gets pretty popular, your kiosk, because it is such a centrally located place. People who are working in the CBD will come to the basement of Hong Leong. They can self-order. You've got these nifty machines where they can order, yes, build their own cups. Yes. And then within minutes, they have their soup. Or they can also sit because it is a food court.
Because they like the comfort of aircon, sitting down with their colleagues and all that.
Yes, absolutely. Or even if you want, you can take away, bring back to your office and eat. It keeps nice and hot. I also really liked this because I'm always greedy. I always want more than my stomach can actually take. But for variety, if you're ordering other things, but you also want a taste of your delicious fish soup, you've got something called the piccolo order, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, the piccolo is so popular today. You know, it's amazing. I was like flummoxed today, actually, because for the month of November, with every piccolo, you get free 2 fried beancurd rolls, cute coffee cup size. So, you know, like people that I want something light, like a snack, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's deeply comforting. You've got fresh batang fish in like a slightly larger than a coffee cup size, but when you serve it, it looks like you're doing a takeaway coffee. Inside, yes, you've got delicious fish soup, and then the 2 beancurd rolls that are fried, and then you dip, and you get that texture and the crunch, a little bit of extra protein. It is such a wonderful idea. So kudos to you and the team. Sharon, one more thing. You got to talk about the chili.
Oh, yes, yes. I curated this super spicy chili. It has spicy, savory, acid notes just to complement and just cut through the richness of the fish soup.
I was surprised at actually how powerfully spicy it was. The chili padi is good, but also because it's got this really fresh, bright zestiness, it definitely lifts the entire dish. It is definitely a must try. You have to have the fish soup with the chili.
But you chili padi queen, huh?
Yeah, I love it. What did I say? Princess of Pedas.
Yes.
But I mean, even if you don't like spice, you can have a little bit of the chili sauce, or even without, the fish soup is delicious. So go and try it, okay? And you have been working so hard, nonstop, because Soup Cup is fairly new, right?
Yeah. We just opened like for a month. Second one is coming up in White Sands.
Going east.
Yeah, I'm going to the heartland.
I understand that you are very hands-on this project. You are there in the kitchen breaking down how many kgs of fish every day?
Minimum like 30 kilos of fish every day.
Oh my gosh.
Denise, I'm OCD.
But I tell you, when you have such passion for the food and you want to make sure everything is just so, we diners really benefit because we know we're going to get good quality from you.
Denise, my suppliers, you know what they tell me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so scared to disappoint you because you know what? I don't scold them. I'm very nice today. Sometimes I send them some soup cup, things like that. You know?
Yeah.
I said, this is the fish that you supply to me. I'm giving back to you so you can taste how good it is.
Yeah.
And I want it this way.
Yes. So if they get a taste of what you're trying to achieve, then they also work harder for you and make sure that you get the best supplies of the best quality.
Yes.
For anyone who's never tried a soup cup, what do you recommend at the basement one of Hong Leong building? That's at number 16 Raffles Quay, by the way.
Seriously, I really recommend a signature because all the ingredients you add on, it costs around $16.50, but I'm selling at $13.
Oh, so it's a little bit less if you get the signature. You get everything, but for a better price.
Yes.
Nice. I would also personally say, if you want a quick snack that's deeply comforting and very delicious, the piccolo portion of the fish soup is a must try as well with fried bean curd rolls. It's just the perfect snack or a light lunch.
Yes.
What are your opening hours like?
In Hong Leong building, it's Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 3:30.
Okay, so breakfast and lunch.
And then in White Sands, 10 to 10.
So soon we can look forward to outlets of Soup Cup all across the island.
Crossing my fingers, Denise. I'm working very trying hard for it. I'll be in Singapore opening more soup cups, hopefully.
Yeah. And honestly, people do remember you from MasterChef Singapore Season 1 and your love for Marco Pierre White. Because he has a restaurant in Singapore. If ever he comes by, would you invite him to come to Soup Cup?
Yes, I would. Because Marco told me, like, I should stay home and take care of my kids. But I did a 360 turn.
You were like, I'm just going full steam ahead into the culinary world. And look at all the things you have achieved. Well, we wish you all the very, very best. And congratulations once again on Soup Cup. And if you want to try it, for now, find Soup Cup Basement 1 of Hong Leong Building at 16 Raffles Quay. They're open Mondays to Fridays for breakfast and lunch. I hope to come back again and try more things on your menu at Soup Cup.
Okay. Let me know when you come. I'll take XO brandy. We just like pimp it up.
Pimp up that soup with some XO brandy. I'm sure, you know, the thing is that you've got a great basic product, but there's so many ways you can elevate it. Before I let you go, Sharon, if people are interested to find out more.
Okay, you can follow us at Soup Cup Official.
On both Instagram and Facebook.
And also on TikTok.
Goodness. I mean, this is living in the 21st century and beyond, right? I certainly hope that captures a whole new generation of customers who will love your fish soup. Sharon, once again, thank you very, very much for chatting with us.
Yes, you're always welcome.